Hector Cantu, thanks for coming into the chat.
Thank you for having me.
Hector, your strip Baldo is in about 250 newspapers nationwide. And for our listeners who are unfamiliar, Baldo centers on the life of a typical teenager who just happens to be Latino. When you started in 1999, what was your vision for the comic?
I had grown up on comics like a lot of people. And, I just didn't see any comics that kind of reflected my life, what I was going through, and people like me. I mean, you would see all kinds of people and animals, but I didn't see anything that kind of looked like me. So I just decided, hey, maybe it's time I try to do a comic strip. And here we are 20 years later.
You know, in the late 90s, Latinos were rarely depicted in the media. And when they were often offensive or even stereotypical. How did that play into how you created Baldo and his family?
When we launched in 2000, we were the only Latino family comic strip out there. And I kind of felt that we had to have characters that maybe they weren't perfect, but they had to be kind of good people. Let me just say that. They had to be good people. And I had to stay away from stereotypes. I took stereotypes out of my comedy tool chest that I use and decided just to focus on a teenager, his little sister, 8-year-old Gracie, his dad, Sergio, and his great aunt, Tia Carmen. And those four characters kind of formed the basis for just this multi-generational family that I just wanted to write stories about.
Well, you know, nationally speaking, Baldo is probably the most recognizable Latino comic book strip character. I wonder, do you ever feel pressure about that?
Not necessarily. I think maybe the first couple of years I did, but since, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years, I will say that I do try to write stories that I think our characters would experience in real life. That's what's going to set us apart from the other comic strips. I'm trying to write stories and present characters that, and situations that you're not going to see in any other comic strip. And I think that's the real pressure.
Well, you know, Baldo's a teenager, right? He's very typical. He loves cars and he just wants to be cool. But you kind of touched upon it there. You know, over the past few years, the strip has started to take on more important issues, immigration, walkouts, things of that nature. I'm curious why.
You know, when I start writing, I sit down and start looking at my notes, what I want to write about. I read the newspaper, I read the news, and I try to determine if my characters were real people, what would they be going through? What would they be experiencing? So that's the only time that, the real world comes into the comic strip. And I tell people, I'm going to be pretty factual with this. If we start as a country, if we start picking up kids and putting them on buses and sending them back to whatever countries, that's going to happen in my comic strip. Cruz may be picked up and he may be taken out. And people might say, oh, but he's Baldo's best friend, you know, we love Cruz. Well, you know what? That's the point. For me, it's a challenge to keep the strip interesting like that. But you know what? I'll do it if I have to.
Hector, on Saturday, you and a couple of creators are coming together to talk about the responsibility of creating characters that represent for and resonate with audiences of color. Want to tell us about that?
I just thought it would be a good time to talk about how these characters come to life, how you sit down, how you create characters, how you write about characters, and how they fit into today's culture. And it just boils down to, you know, we're writing about what we know about. I tell people all the time, if you have a story to tell, tell it. You know, go out, make the time, sit down and write your story. I believe it was Toni Morrison who said, if there's a book you want to read and you can't find it anywhere, go write it. I mean, it's up to you. It's up to us as writers to tell our stories. So I'm always encouraging people to do that.
Hector Cantu, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for Baldo.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoy it every day in the Dallas Morning News and newspapers from coast to coast.